As usual at this time, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his hillbilly boys.
Thank you very much, Leon. Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, manufacturers of that famous hillbilly flower, are bringing you these rip-snorting, wide-awake hillbilly boys in a 15-minute program.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn the first part of the program over to Mickey Wickey and Little Horace.
Yeah, we got him now.
Oh, gee, I wonder what he's going to do.
I can't figure it out. Can you?
Yeah, I know. It's a banjo number.
Oh, Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese breakdown.
Boys, for helping me out, and thank you, Mickey Wickey and Little Horace, for introducing my number for me in that formal way. And now, getting on down the program, we're going to ask Leon, the Texas Songbird, to come over here and sing his number on the program, and he's going to sing you that old-fashioned way. I love you in June or December in that old sweet fashioned way. Now in my heart you know you'll always be dear. No other can take your place. You'll always be mine till the end of time in that old fashioned way. In that old sweet fashioned way. I love you in June or December in that old sweet fashioned way. Now in my heart you know you'll always be.
difference in price between low-grade seed flour and pure, unadulterated hillbilly amounts to very little on a whole year's supply, because statistics show that each person in the United States uses less than one barrel of flour in a year in all forms. Good, pure, wholesome food is what builds strong, healthy minds and bodies. Economize on other things, but build your body and brain out of the best material available. It is impossible to manufacture a better flour than hillbilly.
Please pass the biscuits, Pat.
Thank you very much, Leon. Now, let's see what we're going to have here on the program. It's going to be a harmony number. Yes, sirree, we've had many requests for this harmony number coming up here to be sung by Leon, the Texas Songbird, and Horace, the Little Lovebird.
Yeah, I'm in on this, too.
Well, boys, I hope you can get through this number without laughing. You know how you boys get when you get to looking at each other. So come on up here and sing this number entitled Roundup Time in Texas.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the bloom is on the stay, they long to be in Texas, back riding on the rain. Just smell the bacon frying when sizzling in the pan. It's breakfast morning, in the early morning, drink coffee from a can. Just riding, rocking, roping, round leather all day long. Just waiting, sweating, swearing, listen to a cowhand song. I beckon and I reckon I work for anyway. Just free again when the bloom is on the tree. Back riding on the rain. Just smell the bacon frying when sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morning, drink coffee from a can. Just riding, rocking, roping, pound leather all day long. Just swaying, sweating, swearing, listen to how I song. I beckon and I reckon I work for anyway. To see again when the bloom is on the face.
Well, thank you very much, boys. That was good. And now we're going to have, what are we going to have here? It's going to be Horace. Yes, sirree. Leon, let's read that poem after this next number. You know, kind of get in the mood here for this poem. It's going to be read by Mickey Wickey after this next song to be sung by Horace, the Little Lovebird. Horace says, I'll never let you cry.
I'll never let you cry over me. You'll never know how nice I can be. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. You'll never know who I'm thinking of. I'll never let you stand in the rain. I'll never keep you waiting in vain. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. I'll never let you cry. I'll never let you cry over me. You'll never know how nice I can be. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. You'll never know who I'm thinking of. I'll never let you stand in the rain. I'll never keep you waiting in vain. I'll never bring a tear to your eye. I'll never let you cry.
Yes, sir, the surprise of the day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mickey Wicky going to read a poem. Yes, sir. A poem that was composed by our dad, Governor W. Leo Daniel. And he composed this poem September the 7th, 1934. Mickey Wicky, you come over here and read this poem entitled Finding Fault.
He was always finding fault. He was always finding fault. No matter what you did, he was always finding fault.
When you wake up in the morning, do you start to finding fault, criticizing and complaining, saying folks don't earn their salt? Do you scold your wife and children, those who love you best of all? Do you complain about the breakfast while you read the morning call? Then while driving to your office, do you cuss the traffic jam, crowd the autos, scare pedestrians, showing people who I am? All day long you fuss and flutter, showing, sowing sandburrs, mud and muck. When your fortune overlooks you, you start in to cuss your luck. Well, folks, there are such people, and you cannot change their ways. But perhaps you can avoid them, so they cannot cloud your days. You can keep on sowing gladness. You can keep on doing good. You can keep on singing, smiling, while you keep on sawing wood.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky. That was all right. You know, we've had some letters come in here to the Hillbilly Boys, and they said that they like to hear Mickey Wicky read these poems, and he reads them so well. That's why we like to have him to read them for everybody listening to the program. Yeah. And to get on here, well, we've got a number coming up. It's going to be a... Yeah, I can tell it's going to be a fiddle number. I hear Mickey Wicky tuning up. He's going to come over here and give you a good old breakdown. And I believe Leon's going to call it. Or are you going to assist this? Leon's going to assist this one out unless Horace gets up enough wind to call him, or somebody does around here in the band. So let's go Mickey Wicky with the Devil's Dream. Mickey Wicky, and Mickey Wicky likes to saw his fiddle half and two on that number.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, if you want to show your appreciation of these programs, well, just don't forget to buy a sack of hillbilly flour the next time you go to your store to get some flour. Remember that name, it's Hillbilly. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like my music, grow my music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red fishes, big white fluffy fishes, hillbilly fries, so make some grand. So I will sing and play, and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, we'll be in your bed. Drive the car to bed, go dangling, hillbilly man.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly products.